Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has told the BBC he suspects a group which supported the former First Lady Grace Mugabe was behind the recent attempt on his life, but he stressed he had no evidence yet. He spoke to Fergal Keane.
This was President Mnangagwa's first interview with the foreign media since the attempt on his life. He told me he expected police to make arrests soon. While he didn't accuse Mrs. Mugabe of involvement, he described her as someone who had insulted him left, right and centre in the past. Asked if he trusted her, the president replied, "On what basis would I trust someone who was used by a cabal to say things that had no basis?" The president said Zimbabwe was stable and foreign investors shouldn't worry. There wouldn't be a countrywide security clampdown and the elections next month would go ahead in a free and fair manner.
The UN Special Rapporteur on Myanmar, Yang He Lee, has said there is no evidence that conditions for Rohingya Muslims have improved since 700,000 fled to Bangladesh to escape a military offensive. Myanmar's ambassador told the UN that Ms. Lee lacked independence. Imogen Folks reports.
Yang He Lee said Myanmar's government showed a flagrant disregard for human rights. She said violence, persecution, discrimination and hatred against ethnic and religious minorities continued across the country. And she accused the government of doing nothing to bring those responsible to justice. Her comments coincide with the release of a report by Amnesty International, which claims Myanmar's military carefully planned the violent campaign against Rohingya Muslims and names senior military figures involved.
Police in Malaysia say they've confiscated luxury items from the homes of the former Prime Minister Najib Razak worth more than $270 million. Mr. Najib has denied allegations of corruption over billions of dollars missing from the state investment fund 1MDB. Karishma Vaswani reports.
12,000 pieces of jewellery, including 14 tiaras, 567 luxury handbags from 37 different brands, and 423 watches made up of more than 100 brands, including Rolex and Chopard. All of these items were found in residences linked to Malaysia's former Prime Minister Najib Razak and his wife. The Malaysian Police Commercial Crimes Investigation Chief said this is thought to be the biggest amount found in Malaysia's history.
World News from the BBC.